My Grandfather, the Master Detective by Masateru Konishi, read by Hanako Footman. Chapter 1. Those Little Scarlet Cells. 1.
A blue tiger dropped by this morning, said Kaede's grandfather. I wonder how it managed to turn the knob. Must be amazingly adept with its paws.
The fact that a tiger had been in his study, or even that its fur was blue, seemed far less puzzling to him than how it managed to open the front door.
Good thing you didn't get bitten, Kaede remarked, careful to sound casual about it, but in truth her heart sank a little.
Here we go again.
Kaede only managed to make it out here to the Himonya district of Tokyo once a week, and when she did, generally found her grandfather asleep. But then, in the rare moments she caught him awake, all he'd talk about were his hallucinations, and she'd leave without having had any kind of meaningful conversation at all. Nevertheless, she listened without complaint to his tale of the blue tiger, nodding along at the appropriate moments. She cherished the time she got to spend with her grandfather in the house she'd grown up in.
And when the tiger went to leave,
grandfather was saying, imitating the way it crossed its forelegs in front as it walked,
it flashed me a big smile.
The tiger smiled.
And now here I go again too.
Yet another far-fetched tale, and she found herself hanging on his every word. At first, she pretended to listen, but her grandfather was such a skilled storyteller that she was completely drawn into his alternate universe. And now he'd even got her believing that at any moment a blue tiger might leap out of one of the illustrated books on the shelf. It seemed grandfather had had his fill of talking. His eyelids began to close. Kaede's grandfather spent all day in this room in his reclining chair. She had gone to the trouble of finding an extra-large one to suit his tall, skinny frame, but this had turned out to be a mistake, as now he was so comfortable he didn't budge from his spot. A wooden walking stick, which he needed to get around, was propped up against the side table. The care manager who'd recommended it would complain that although he'd use it to go to the toilet, he never bothered with it whenever he was browsing his bookshelves.
One of these days he's going to have a fall, she'd sigh reproachfully.
Still reading books then, but how much is he really taking in?
The crammed bookshelves gave off a musty smell of old ink. Kaede was reminded of her beloved Jimbocho, the used bookshop district in Tokyo. As he dozed in his chair, Kaede observed her grandfather under the dappled sunlight from the window. The high bridge of his nose and deep crow's feet created shadows on a face that was surprisingly blemish-free for a 71-year-old. These days, his cheeks had hollowed out, but this served to accentuate his chiselled features. His long, thick hair, parted in the middle above his prominent forehead, was about 70% white these days. The salt and pepper effect reminded Kaede of a Roman emperor's head engraved on a coin. As his granddaughter, Kaede was biased, but she knew he was an impressive-looking man. He must have been popular with the ladies. She retrieved the blanket that had slipped down and gently covered him back up. After she finished cleaning her grandfather's room, she sprayed the space with an antibacterial solution that had the fragrance of soap, careful not to let it into contact with any of the books. It was about time for the physiotherapist's visit. This antibacterial spray wasn't only for cleaning purposes. Her grandfather would often hallucinate that the room was filled with tiny insects, such as mosquitoes. At those times, the spray doubled as a makeshift insecticide.
All right then, Grandpa. I'll see you soon.
Over by the door was a dressing table with a mirror which had belonged to Kaede's grandmother. Rather than it having aged, Kaede preferred to think of it as having evolved through the years, its wood grain accumulating layers of time, giving it a complex depth of colour. She took a hairbrush from the drawer of the dresser and quickly fixed her hair, stopping to compose her facial expression.